Welcome back! Today we'll be talking about the friendly subject of how our universe will die. Keep tuned! There are certain times as children when we realize what death is. Maybe a loved one dies and you realize the reality at some point. People will be gone forever, never to come back. As a young child, you'll realize that this will happen to you someday. Someday, you'll lose your life. Most people stop here and just mourn a death that is not yet here. Others go further. Realize that the Earth will someday disappear along with humans. Then you might think, what happens when the universe dies? How does this happen? Well, the truth is that scientists have no idea. In order to know for sure, we would need to be predicting the future. Since our intro was pretty gloomy, we'll start off with the more upbeat theory. This theory is called the Big Crunch. In order to understand the Big Crunch, let's get some core principles out of the way. Our universe is constantly growing, getting faster and faster as we go. This has begun since the Big Bang, a theory for the creation of the universe. Supposedly, at the Big Bang, the universe was a tiny, hot, and dense ball. Then out of nowhere, it expanded and expanded into the universe we know today. It is still growing to this day. This would be chaotic. As the universe shrinks, gravity starts to take control. Since we are getting closer together, things would get very hot everywhere. Black holes would swallow everything up, including other black holes. All into one black hole remains. That black hole would end up swallowing itself, leaving nothing but a hot, dense ball, just as the universe started. You may be wondering how on Earth the Big Crunch is supposed to be the happier theory. Well, it's happier because of what happens after the Big Crunch. After the Big Crunch, the universe ends up a hot, dense ball, just how it started. Scientists say that it's likely that the universe will start again, creating another Big Bang, another open window for endless opportunities. In a way, the universe would still live on. The other theory is the cold death theory. This is much more sinister than the last. We mentioned earlier that the universe is expanding, growing as we speak. However, something else is growing with it. Dark matter. Scientists have not quite figured out what this is, but it seems to be a substance that does the opposite effect of gravity. It pulls things apart. As the universe grows, the dark matter will grow. In this theory, the Big Crunch won't shrink down the universe and the dark matter. In this theory, the universe will keep on growing. This will keep on growing until after a long time. And I mean a long time. The dark matter will rip everything apart, even the gravity that keeps atoms together. The universe will keep growing forever, but empty. This was a pretty dark episode today. Nothing better than existentialism to kickstart our Tuesday! You may be worried, but remember, it is an incredibly long time from now. Trillions of trillions of trillions of trillions of years from now. If we even survive 2020, we should consider ourselves lucky. I hope you all get a good sleep tonight after knowing this. I know I will. Keep on watching for next week!